President Bush addressed the United Nations General Assembly this morning, and he defended his decision to go to war against Iraq. Mr. Bush stressed American humanitarian efforts around the globe, and the president spoke at length about terrorism. He portrayed terrorists as enemies of the rights of mankind.
In this young century, our world needs a new definition of security. Our security is not merely found in spheres of influence or some balance of power. The security of our world is found in the advancing rights of mankind. These rights are advancing across the world. And across the world, the enemies of human rights are responding with violence.
We're going now to NPR's Vicky O'Hara. She's in New York, and she's been following developments at the UN. And Vicky, the president once again here suggesting that when it comes to the war on terror, nobody, in his view, can stay neutral.
That's correct. He said that there is no safe isolation from terror networks or failed states or weapons of mass destruction. He said there is no safety in looking away, in seeking the quiet life by ignoring the oppression of others. And the speech reminded me very much of what the president said here in New York in the 2 weeks after the attacks on September 11th in 2001, when he said it's time for members of the world community to stand up and be counted. Are you with us or against us in the war on terrorism? And it also reminded me of his speech the following year in the run-up to the war against Iraq, when he called on the international community to live up to its principles and to enforce UN Security Council resolutions.
Now, of course, this is a collection of diplomats where people tend to speak more diplomatically than that. Earlier in the day, there was another speech. Kofi Annan, the UN Secretary General, spoke, and he stressed the theme of the rule of law, speaking carefully there, of course, but was that a comment aimed at Mr. Bush?
I think that the White House would probably interpret it as such, although he didn't mention the United States directly. He did cite curbs on civil liberties in the name of stopping terrorism, as well as some of the abuses that have taken place in Iraq. Kofi Annan has made no secret of the fact that he thinks that the U.S.-led war against Iraq was illegal because it didn't have the explicit endorsement of the UN Security Council. In fact, he said as much again just last week, and diplomats here say the timing of that comment just before the president was to come to New York indicates the level of tension between Washington and the UN Secretariat over the war and its aftermath.
So the battle line's drawn here in a sense, in a diplomatic sense. The president went on to predict more violence in Iraq before the elections that are scheduled for January. And with that in mind, what does he want from the United Nations?
The United States is pressuring the UN to send more of its staff back into Iraq to get ready for the elections in January. Kofi Annan so far has kept the number of workers to just 35 because of the security situation. The United States also is trying to get other countries to contribute troops to put together an international protection force for UN workers so that they will return to Iraq. But so far, there is no government that has come forward publicly and offered to provide troops.
Very briefly, one other speech, Vicky. On Friday, Ayad Alawi, the Iraqi prime minister, will address the United Nations. What do you expect from him?
I think that more than anyone else here in New York, Alawi probably has the ability to rally support among UN members for providing money and troops to help stabilize this country.
Okay, thanks. We've been talking to NPR's Vicky O'Hara at the United Nations.